Congress sharply curbs immigration, setting a national quota system. Now, I thought Congress was not in agreement with the administration on... Oh, wait a second. May 19th, 1921.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, darling, this is Jaja. What is this I hear people calling you and spreading a rumor about me that I'm not a good housekeeper? Absolutely not true, darling. After every one of my divorces, I always keep the house.
God bless Mom. She's pushing 95. I spoke to her and I go, July 4th is coming, Mom. Maybe you used to go to the condo association, get a hot dog. She goes, I'm not going there. I don't want those people. I want them to remember me the way I was. And then last week, all of a sudden she goes, oh, I'm getting my hair cut. I'm going to the clubhouse. We're having a function. They're honoring people who've lived there for a long time. And I got a picture, and they shot a picture of her when she was in her 40s in the sequin dress singing. And she had a ball, and she stood up and addressed the crowd. She had fallen and had a red mark in her face, and she said, I want to apologize, but you should have seen the other guy. And she said, all the men laughed. The women didn't laugh. She's still doing stand-up, almost 95 years old. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest returning after, it was here 4 months ago, Matt Levin. He is the real estate reporter with Cal Matters and also co-host of Gimme Shelter, the California Housing Crisis podcast. Matt Levin, Cal Matters. So he'll be joining us in the second segment. We got a little update on some legislation on housing, new units, tenant bills, CEQA. And that's not a color, CEQA. That's stands for something else. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment. Actually, take a look back to 2009 to present quickly and Montecito only. They printed my letter to the editor, Sunday Santa Barbara News Press, in response to a column and a headline I didn't think was accurate 100%, and so I'm glad that they printed it. This is the last show, actually. I've been fired, but that's okay. At least I got the letter printed. Okay, so what do we want? Okay, so year to date. Well, let's look at Montecito first. My letter to the editor went through third week of May, I think. So now we're going through June 7th, the 23rd week of 2019. We'll take a look at Montecito year to date. Of course, last year, the debris flow in January of 2018. So we have 65 sales, single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, 65 Montecito sales for the first 23 weeks of the year, and that represents an increase of a percentage I'm looking for, and I don't see. I thought I wrote that down. 41% increase in the number of Montecito sales for the first 23 weeks of the year over last year. 65 sales versus last year's 46 sales. Wow. Median price at $2,850 versus last year's $2,550. 8% increase in the median price, Montecito only, first 23 weeks of the year. Overall, we'll take a look at median price year-to-date single-family residences from Carpinteria to Goleta for the first 23 weeks of the year, $1,365 median price. Last year, year-to-date, $1,003. Of course, last year, median price ended up at $1,255,000. So this year, $1,365,000, I would predict will go down a bit. And the number of sales, 433, last year, 421. So a little bit increase in the number, not a huge increase, but better higher than lower. And that's year to date. Now, just to give you a historical, going back to 2009, I'm going to go forward, and I'm just going to give you the number of sales and the median price going back to 2009 for the first 23 weeks of the year. 2009, 314 sales, median price $850,000. 2010, 400 sales, 857,000 median price. 2011, 368 sales, 845,000 median price. 2012, 520 sales for the first 23 weeks of the year. 2013, 553 sales. So 2012, 2013, people woke up and thought, you know what? Scraping the bottom long enough, I'm jumping in. Everybody into the pool. 520, and the median price still in 2012 was actually dropped below 800. The lowest out of these years we're looking at, 787,000. 2013, the median price jumped to 914,000. 2014, 436 sales. This year, year to date, 433, so about the same in 2014. Median price, 1,140,000. 2015, almost 500 sales, median price, 1,180,000. 2016, 450 sales, median price, 1,250,000. And then 2017, 2018, 2019 is 458 sales, 421 sales, 433 sales. So the last couple of years, a little bit lower than all those years looked at. Median price 2016 was 1,250,000, 1,250,000 in 2017, 1,300,000 2018, and now 2019, 1,365,000. All these stats for the first 23 weeks of the year. Okay. There'll be a test. There'll be a test. I got a notice from the Goleta Water District. All mandatory water use restrictions, including watering days and times, have been lifted. The drought surcharge will no longer apply for all water used after May 1st, 2019. The rains increase the allocation for Lake Kachuma. The water shortage has been lowered to stage one. Water supplies have not yet returned to normal, so the district continues to ask for voluntary conservation. Waterways prohibitions remain in effect. Water runoff is prohibited, and all leaks must be fixed within 48 hours. I would hope so. Well, it's somewhat encouraging news. Other notice I got was from SoCal Gas. I had mentioned this. Homeowners like you are receiving a $50.23 California climate credit this year from the state of California. You don't need to do anything. We've already applied it to your 2019 bill. It's designed to fight climate change by limiting the greenhouse gases. How does giving me and you $50.23 fight climate change? There's nothing you need to do to receive the credit. Now, if they dropped off in front of my house at my doorstep what are the new bulbs? Is it LED? No. What are the new bulbs? LED? I bought a bunch of them and to fight climate change. If they had dropped off something that you could use for the environment, something like a drip system to save water or something, to do something, $50, what am I going to do? I'm going to fill up my car with gas. How does that fight climate change? They could have consulted me on this. Jeez, what the hell are they doing? I'll save this. We had some motoring with Mark, some tips on bathroom sinks and how you install the vanity. It was in a couple of houses, but let me take a break now and make sure we bring on Matt Levin, because Cal Matters, co-host of Gimme Shelter, the California Housing Crisis podcast, and he's a real estate reporter for Cal Matters. So we'll have him on, and I don't want to run out of time. If we have time thereafter, we'll throw in motoring with Mark. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.